and Jasmine and all the Disney princesses, you rev them up on a little stand, and then they dance. I mean, it's kind of like, imagine a top that looks like a Disney princess, but it's all about the imaginative play as you bring Belle to life in her Dance and Twirl ballroom. That's from Hasbro, about 1999.
Unbelievable. Chris Burns, thank you so much for being there at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. How can consumers get to you?
Come see us at TTPM.com. We'll be posting other videos from backstage here at Toy Fair.
Chris Byrne, thank you.
Thank you.
Today, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that Russia has tested an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that cannot be intercepted. The technological breakthrough could dramatically increase Russia's military capacity and boost the Kremlin's global position around the world. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois says this has to be a huge concern for the United States.
It's always been worrisome when you think about the issue of nuclear weapons, because both sides can destroy each other. It's mutual assured destruction, and we know that.
A powerful and unpredictable storm is expected to hit the Northeast today with drenching rains, flooding, and dangerous winds, and the potential for whiteout conditions. Meteorologist Rob Carolyn explains.
Low pressure is headed towards the Ohio River Valley today. It'll redevelop off the coast of New Jersey and turn into a powerful nor'easter.
The National Weather Service has issued a high wind watch from 7 a.m. Friday until 7 a.m. Saturday, as wind gusts are now expected to reach 60 miles an hour. Please do use caution if you're driving and will be affected by this storm. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
Police across the nation are once again urging women to use caution if they use rideshare services such as Uber and Lyft, as sexual predators are now posing as drivers and attacking women as they leave bars and nightclubs. ABC security analyst Steve Gomez has the first thing you should do when you get into that Uber or Lyft vehicle for a ride.
You should ask the driver, who are you here to pick up? There is a license plate on every smartphone app when you sign up for the vehicle to pick you up. Check it out from afar and then make the approach.
Gomez also says,
you don't necessarily want to be at the curb. If you are waiting for a rideshare or even a taxi, wait near the building. You know, if there's security, you can be kind of close to the security, because no predator is going to want to pick up anybody that's close to security.
Lots of Americans will suddenly become Irish between now and Saturday, March 17th. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
According to the National Retail Federation, Americans plan to spend $5.9 billion to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this year. Catherine Cullen with the National Retail Federation tells us that's a record.
This is the highest level we've seen in the survey's 14-year history.
Cullen tells us with St. Patrick's Day falling on a Saturday this year, another record will also be shattered.
This year, about 149 million adults are expected to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, which is 10 million more than last year.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I haven't really listened to my intro in a while. Colonel Jessup there. You can't handle the truth. Anyway, welcome, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I've spent too much time this past week, really kind of mulling over the current climate, what's taking place in the mainstream media, what's happening here in this country in regards to this shooting, Russia, all sorts of things that we're going to have to go over on the program today, and how it, why it matters to each and every one of us. And again, there's an underlying theme that is kind of permeating through all of this stuff, and it's a reoccurring theme here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. It's something we've talked about for a long time. We've got this, it's my little creation. And today they call it the swamp. It's the swamp today. For years I've been calling it the Watchdog on Wall Street's axis of evil. This is going back to when George W. Bush was declaring his own little axis of evil. Remember, it was Iraq and Iran and North Korea. Well, I had my axis of evil, which is big business, which is tied to politicians, which is tied to the mainstream media, working hand in hand to further their own needs, not the needs of the public. What we witnessed again, happen in Florida. Again, the media is going to tell you it's the NRA's fault. It's the AR-15's fault. It's Republicans' fault. They have blood on their hands because they take money from the NRA. Yes, there's been some talk about the complete and utter failure of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But for the most part, let's be honest, they've taken that and they've brushed it under the rug. Just like we do each and every time we are failed by our government. How many times here on this program have I said how much I love my country but cannot stand our government? They fail time and time again. There is no excuse for this. Police department was at this kid's house 30 some odd times over a 2-year period of time. They had not one, but two tips in regards to what this guy's intentions were. See, you think you might want to follow up with a tip when you found somebody that you feel is going to shoot up a school. It didn't even make its way to the Miami FBI field office. Now, I have plenty of people that I know that are involved in law enforcement, FBI clients, you name it. It's not on them. It's not on them at all. It is on the government. It is on the bureaucracy that we've created, that we always create, that just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and less efficient, that gobbles up more and more money and produces more god-awful results. Oh, it's not just the FBI. Oh, yeah. They remember Nidal Hassan, the Fort Hood massacre? We knew about that. What about the failure of our intelligence services leading us into war in Iraq? The San Bernardino shooters, we had information on them as well. 9/11. Yeah. 9/11, we had that information. It took us over a year to put together a commission, but they had the 20th hijacker. They had information about people going to flight schools. All they wanted to do is fly the plane. They didn't want to learn how to land it. We failed. And it's not just there. And this is my point. It's everywhere. Everywhere. I've been in the financial services business for a long time. And we here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show, we, you know, Markowski Investments, this is before the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. We would go out and we would try to help as many people as we could that were victimized by the boiler room operations. And they were everywhere. For crying out loud, Martin Scorsese made a movie about it, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, for crying out loud. You don't think that the SEC was somewhat aware of all, and they weren't the only one, of all of these boiler room operations that were here, there, and everywhere? They still exist, which is amazing. You don't think that they can figure this out fairly quickly? I for the life of me, couldn't. I didn't understand it. I said, how do you not catch these guys? It's a piece of cake. You see exactly what they do, how they trade, how they sell their products, and you can't catch them? What about Bernie Madoff? I got a hold of a Bernie Madoff account statement. I don't know. This had to be around 2005, maybe. I don't know. 2004, 2005. It was actually printed out on a dot matrix printer. A dot matrix printer. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Something's amiss here. Not to mention that some of the trades that were conducted, the stock never traded at that price on that day. So how in the world does Bernie Madoff get that execution? And I warned the person that something's not right here. I wasn't familiar with Madoff and what he did. He had his unique little clientele in New York and, high rollers down in Boca Raton. But there was a guy by the name of Harry Markopoulos, really, really smart guy. He made it his personal mission to expose Madoff as a fraud. He tried repeatedly to alert the SEC as far back as 2000. Did they listen? No. It's kind of like the FBI guy who wrote, I'm not kidding, 70 letters to the FBI saying that they need to get a warrant for this guy's computer, the 20th hijacker, in regards to 9/11. You don't even hear that story. He wrote 70 letters. You got to get a warrant. You got to get a warrant. There's something really bad here. And they never followed up. We spend. And we continue as a public to look to D.C. when they continue to fail again and again and again. And we're told, you know what? Let's just throw more money at the problem, right? The budget gets bigger every single year. Every single department out there, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, there's no competition in the public sector, is there? Now, we were coming up with different ideas. I was throwing different things around. You know, why not for every bureaucracy that we come up with, why don't we come up with a competing agency where they fight for dollars over who's more effective? But no, that'll never happen. John Fund wrote a really excellent piece this past week, National Review Online, talking about how nobody gets fired. Nobody. You ever notice that? Nobody gets fired. Nobody got fired for the failures of 9/11. Nobody gets fired from the SEC. Nobody got fired. Hey, what about the emergency management guy? What, they eventually released him, or they let him go? They let that guy go. I think was he fired or did he resign? The guy who set off the Hawaii nuclear attack warnings. Will anybody get fired from the FBI for this? No. And if they do, you know what? They'll find their way to another job somewhere in government with the handsome salary and benefits that go along with it. Oh, yeah. Did you see all the redacted salaries that they put out there? They don't even want to let you know how much these people are getting paid. There's a story this past week to go right along with this. And I'm going to be honest here. This is full disclosure. There's a group here. It's called the Office of Financial Research. It was put together. This Office of Financial Research was put together and was supposed to, I guess, be some sort of warning beacon for financial problems. And supposed to warn us if there's going to be any problems in the markets and the economy. And I'm like, what in the world do we need this for? You know how much money they've blown through? And they've come up and done nothing. $500 million. $500 million. And Trump's like, okay, enough. We're not going to fund this thing anymore. They don't do anything. And everybody's up in arms. Well, we need it, right? No, 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 no. You just need more government. You need a bigger bureaucracy. You people want more and more of your money so you can send your kids to the really nice private schools in and around D.C. Enough is enough. You want to start draining the swamp? We have to start firing people. You know what reminded me of this past week? I'm going to play a quick clip. There's a great movie from the 1990s entitled Office Space that we cite here all the time. And they had a couple of guys come in there. They're called the Bobs. The Bobs came in and they basically were cleaning house in the company. Have a quick listen.
What would you say you do here?
Exactly. You go by every single employee, every single agency, every single individual. What do you say you do here? And have them explain it. Take me through your entire day, would you? Take me through your entire day. What do you do? And let the layoffs begin. People, we need to demand more for our dollar. We're $20 trillion in debt. You just saw the budget that came down the pike. And we've got the Federal Bureau of Investigation fails to follow up on this. What is the point? Dismantle the agency. I'm saying it right here and now. Oh, we can't do that. Look at all the good they do. No, 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 no. No. Yeah, okay, we need to have some form of national police force, whatever you want to call it, investigative unit. Fine. Fine. Start over. Start over, because in the real world, in the private sector, kind of like Gordon Gekko, remember Gordon Gekko at the Teldar paper meeting there? You get it right or you get eliminated. We need more of that because nobody gets eliminated. This is our money. We're spending more and more every single year, our tax dollars. For what? For this? For one failure after another failure after another failure. When are we, the people, going to say enough is enough? I'm going to take a quick break right here. I got more on this as well, and we're going to kind of analyze the shooting and where we are as a society also. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff available at the website. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. 24-hour day help hotline as well, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Want an easy way to brighten up your day? Get beautiful new window fashions from the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America, Budget Blinds. It's easy because Budget Blinds does it all for you with style and service for every budget. We're your neighborhood experts, and we bring the showroom right to your home. That expertly measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. Right now, we make it easier than ever with savings up to $500 on select window coverings. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. See for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Call and get savings up to $500, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Brighten up your day the easy way. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
Taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, by the way, all the crap that you're hearing on the mainstream media about the United States and how violent we are and all the issues and problems that we have. One shooting is too many. In my book, one. But no, it's not the case. As far as mass shootings are concerned, no, we're not. We're not. I mean, you take a look back over the years. Actually, you know which one has gotten the worst? Is actually Norway is number one on the list. We're 11th. And that's in comparison to Europe. If you don't believe me, look up the statistics. This is a part of the problem as well. You don't have people out there, and most certainly the people in the mainstream media, you know, people out there that want to solve this problem, want to get to the bottom of this because they don't like, they're not going to like what the real issues are and the real problems. They don't want to discuss that. They'd rather make it, oh, it's just about guns. Let's make it simple and neat, right? Oh, and we can use kids for our own means in this one, and which they're doing. They're not interested in solving the problem of shooting at schools. They're interested in getting their legislation passed. That's it. There's a difference between the two. And it's sad. Anyway, I want to mention this as well. Talking about self-reliance. I wrote a column about this. And I caught a lot of flack. Talking about the SEC. And talking about FINRA. And all of these agencies out there. And my suggestion, quite frankly, was that what's the point? Why do we even have them? These are governmental agents supposed to be looking out for the investors. No, they give people a false sense of security. They do. They're not capable of following up and doing all the things that they need to do. Most of the people working there are kids right out of college. In the case of Bernie Madoff, what do you think that these kids, these 23, 24, 25-year-olds are going to do? They got a phone call from Chuck Schumer saying, hey, lay off. Lay off Madoff. He's a good guy. He donates to my campaign. He donates to charities. What do you think that kid's going to do? You think he's going to follow up with it? All of these various different agencies, everything in Washington, D.C. is politicized. And yes, if you know someone, they can make a phone call and they can take care of it from you. And this is where we have to remove ourselves from D.C. And things have to come down to the local levels. And this is where we're failing. This is where we're failing. What if that tip didn't go to the FBI? What if it went to an agency in the state of Florida? Maybe they would have dealt with it right away. Maybe the state of Florida will come up with a way of protecting schools in a new and different way and the rest of the country can learn from it. This is what our founding fathers wanted. Little laboratories, 50 states. No. What do? We look to D.C. As far as this massacre is concerned, you want to stop this stuff? You really want to stop this stuff? I've got three kids, for crying out loud. I got three kids. I showed up at my daughter's school. I had to drop something off. Completely changed the security protocol. I can't go pull in front of the school anymore. I have to show my license outside to a camera to get into a school. I live in Bloody Mayberry, for crying out loud. There's no crime where I live. But again, this is what has to happen. Well, that's what they're going to do. But there's more to it than that. We have too many people that have murder in their heart. That's the issue. Why do so many people have murder in their heart? What has changed here in this country? I don't even thought of this stuff back when I was in school, for crying out loud. Think about this for a little bit. What has happened in our society? We poo-poo this stuff. We blow it off again. These are the things that the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about, right? Peggy Noonan did a piece on this. And she's saying all these questions end up being flattened by time into cliches. People stop hearing when you mention them. We talked about that during Columbine, didn't we? Couldn't be that. So what do we do? What do we do? Oh, it's guns and gun law. And listen, are there improvements that could be made? Sure. But this crazy person that was shooting people point blank, kids, what, he wasn't gonna take up a truck and run people over if he couldn't get his hands on a gun? What's happened? What's happened to us? 40 years, that's changed. Yeah, we got a lot of changes. Social, technological, bit of a cultural revolution. Hey, we decided it was okay to blow up the family, right? Divorce, unwed childbearing, fatherless sons, fatherless daughters, poor children with nobody to love them. Porn everywhere, porn proliferating, drugs, legal and illegal, violent video games, misogynistic music. And go on down the list, people. You don't think that this plays a part? It's just guns, is it? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Who really wants to solve the problem? I know I do. Got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Jury selection began today at the trial for Noor Salmon. Now, she's the widow of the Pulse nightclub shooter. Salmon faces charges of aiding and abetting terrorism and obstruction of justice charges. Bob Bianchi is a criminal defense attorney. He says these obstruction charges seem to be a slam dunk.
On the obstruction charge, I think she's done because she admitted to lying to the government. So I think that's an easy case.
The number of first-time claims for unemployment benefits remains at a near-record low. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Labor Department reporting Thursday morning that initial claims for benefits fell by 10,000 for the week ending last Saturday to a seasonally adjusted 210,000, and that's the lowest level since December of 1969. The Labor Department says it points to a rapidly tightening labor market. The jobless rate of 4.1% is at a 17-year low.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. I got to change directions. I say I was getting pretty heated. I want to remind everybody, this radio program is not a ridiculous buy, sell, and hold show. All these topics that we're going over, you don't think that this stuff matters to the national fiber? What's going to happen next? You know, this affects the economy? Of course it does. Of course, these are things that are much, much more important than what the Dow, the NASDAQ, or the S&P did over the course of the week. Much more important. These are things that we need to look to as far as our future is concerned. Things that I look to as a money manager, as a financial planner. We all need to. Yeah, it was funny. I had to run some errands this past week, spent a little bit more time than usual in the car, not to mention that the kids were off from school and wanted to go here, there, and everywhere, and I got to help out with some of that stuff, too. And I ended up listening in on some of the other financial radio shows that are out there. And I'm sorry, there is a lot of, how shall I put this, horse manure out there. And when I'm talking horse manure, I'm talking like that big truck of horse manure that Biff ran into and Back to the Future that landed all over him. You remember that? Love that movie. I mean, just people saying things. They've got a microphone and a radio show because they got a little bit of money and they decided to buy time. And it's nothing but just vapid nonsense. Here's some favorite quotes of mine. The only true wisdom is to know that you know nothing. Socrates. Real knowledge is to know the extent of one's ignorance. Confucius. The fool doth think he is wise, but the wise man knows himself to be a fool. William Shakespeare. Ignorance more frequently begets confidence than does knowledge. That's Darwin. The colossal ignorance of many of these financial programs out there. I don't even know how these guys make names for themselves. And most of them, honestly, they don't manage. Some of them don't even manage any money. They come up with like various different trading software and academy. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? And I say to myself, I said, you know, actually, some of these guys can be kind of compelling. And I'm saying, does he really believe his own horse manure? His own, well, horse or bull excrement. Doesn't make any difference. There's something that I looked up years ago that made me think of it again this past week. It's called the Dunning-Kruger effect. The Dunning-Kruger effect is a 1999 Cornell University study that, yeah, it crafts a pretty darn good explanation of Wall Street's incompetence in managing money. The Dunning-Kruger effect is a cognitive bias where certain individuals are plagued with the illusory superiority, which in essence means that they think they are way more competent than they really are. The incompetent cannot see his or her own ineptitude. Ever notice here on this program, I always tell you, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't tell you what the companies are going to do next week, next month, next year. I can't. I can tell you about fundamentals. I can talk about what works over time. You know, some of these other people, they tell you that they can, but they can't. And I say that they believe that they can. This Dunning-Kruger effect basically says the incompetent will fail to recognize their own lack of skill, fail to recognize genuine skill in others, and fail to recognize the extremity of their inadequacy. Now, on the flip side, individuals that are knowledgeable and have a superior skill set tend to underestimate their relative competence, often assuming tasks that are easy for them are also easy for others. The study concludes, the miscalibration of the incompetent stems from an error about the self, whereas the miscalibration of the highly competent stems from an error about others. Albert Einstein stated, a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. I'm not sure if it's a little bit of knowledge or none whatsoever. What I do know is that these idiots on the radio, all these financial gurus and trading academy and schlock brokers out there are certainly pretty damn dangerous. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there at the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, you need help, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. It's looking pretty warm.
See the factory that it worked. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mill, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24-7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
Well, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. You know what we did? We got a hold of, and again, I don't think it was necessarily legal. I wonder if the statute of limitations is up right now. I'm admitting to something here on the air. Way back in the day when, we were helping out people who had accounts at the penny stock firms. Well, we would actually, I'd get information and try to get the lists of people that actually had accounts at those firms. And it was basically like a rescue mission. We get their information, get their phone numbers, and call them up and tell them what was going on. See, it brought back memories, quite honestly, regards to the earlier days of Markowski Investments and what we tried to do. And we helped save a lot of people. And the funny thing was that we were just like, I don't care. You don't have to listen to us. You know, don't transfer your account over to us. We can help you. We can help rebuild your account. Just get it out. Just get your account out. You're going to call up. You're going to try to sell stuff, and they're going to try to talk you out of it. We told everybody exactly what was going to happen. Again, like usual, some listened, some didn't. But I kind of give you a feeling of, again, I don't think I've ever shared this story on the program. It was disturbing. Wasn't surprising to me, but it was disturbing. Back when The Wolf on Wall Street came out, they did a special screening for the movie. Special screening for the movie behind the Goldman Sachs building, which happened to be in my old neighborhood. I used to live down there in downtown New York. And who was there in the crowd? was basically all Wall Street people. Finance heavy audience, brokers, traders, investment bankers, all from the big firms filled up the seats. Their reaction, again, if you haven't seen the movie, let's put it this way. It's not for the kids by any stretch of the imagination. And in my opinion, the movie fell short because it didn't show the type of pain that clients went through. It was basically a movie about the partying that these brokers did. The reaction. If you're going to use a word to describe the reaction by the Wall Street crowd watching the misdeeds of someone in this cocaine-fueled basic orgy, which was that film, they were gleeful. Yeah. There was a scene in the movie where Belfort, forced by the feds to wear a transmitter, slipped somebody a note saying, "Don't incriminate yourself, I'm wearing a wire." The people cheered. This is Wall Street. About a con artist that ripped people off. These were all players and bigwigs and traders and brokers at the big firms. And they were cheering it on. Again, just thought you might want to know who you might be doing business with. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, I love radio. I never know where I'm going to go next. I really don't. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street. We're kind of tying in the failure of government, financial scams, fraud, all sorts of stuff on the program today. So, yeah, you know, basically, yeah, that airing of the movie, The Wolf of Wall Street, ended up, for lack of a better phrase, ended up turning into a pep rally. Ended up turning into a pep rally reaction from Wall Street. And I'm telling you right now, even though you might think that this is odd. Oh, yes, there's a nice Merrill Lynch firm in the Morgan Stanley offices in town. Those guys are little fishies working there who are told what to do by the big fish somewhere else. And they do what they're told. They sell what they're supposed to sell. This is the problem what I've had for a very, very long time when it comes to managing people's money, especially the big firms out there. How can guys like Jordan Belfort, be a hero to them. Ian, someone who didn't give a damn, didn't care, made a fortune, ripped everybody off, and let's be honest, for all intents and purposes, he got away with it. He did 22 months. He did 22 months in a country club jail. You know who his cellmate was? What's his name there? It's Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong. That was his cellmate. He played tennis the entire time. According to him, he's like, Belfort lived the Wall Street dream, right? Money, houses, cars, drugs, yachts, mistresses, hookers. All this with zero remorse for the people that he had destroyed and little to no consequences for his actions. Basically, what we've been reporting on here on this program, this radio program, for 18 years. Decades, when you want to tie Markowski Investments and our newsletter in as well. It's sad. Hey, what, you don't think that the big firms knew about this stuff? Who do you think that all these little penny stock firms, who do you think that they cleared their trades through? You think they did that on their own? You think that they had that type of financial banking? No. They had big backers. They had big firms that were backing that handled all those trades all of a sudden. You don't think that they knew exactly what was going on? You know one of the biggest ones for a long period of time? Bear Stearns. Bear Stearns did a lot of clearing for garbage firms out there. What about Bernie Madoff? Again, most people don't even know about this. J.P. Morgan Chase. J.P. Morgan Chase was Bernie Madoff's banker, the one that handled all this stuff. You don't tell me that they didn't know what was going on. Madoff is saying all this money's here, the money's not there. What, they didn't know? Oh, yeah, they paid a fine. It was $2 billion. $2 billion J.P. Morgan Chase paid. Now, why would you work? Why would you work with an institution, with a bank, that has that type of ethical bypass? Why? You got to have a screw loose or two. Anyway, you know, I was thinking about this. And again, it kind of reminded me. You know, bringing up Madoff and talking about government failures and what they knew. And you know, I was thinking about how Madoff got away with all this. And we were pretty extensive when we explained it to people. And the scarcity sale, giving the illusion of exclusivity. And it's just, again, I'm telling you right now, okay, I was taught how to do this. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What do you think when I first started on Wall Street, they were teaching us about proper financial planning, or were they just teaching us how to sell over the phone? Yeah, you got to give that illusion of exclusivity. Not just anyone can be a part of the deal. Yeah. Good marketers understand that. By utilizing the illusion of scarcity, you can hasten demand. Buy now, and perhaps buy more than normal. This also gives the illusion of above average return. That's one of the things that Madoff did. One of the things the big investment firms do. When they put together their shiny, happy new products like, gee whiz, you can trade the VIX. Not everybody can get involved in this. This is something usually the institute, they love throwing a word around institutions. This is an institutional type product. So, ooh, look, it's shiny. Look at that. Boy, that must be awesome then, huh? What's the other thing we talk about all the time? Just mentioned it in regards to the radio show. The whole idea that I'm brilliant. I'm brilliant. I'm the smartest guy in the room. Kind of like that Larry Summers, Paul Krugman complex there, right? To be a great investment card artist, you must, you got to be really good at? You've got to be brilliant at making people believe that you are brilliant. That's what Madoff did, right? Money management legend. Oh, yeah. Nobody was better than him. You know that clients used to joke that if Madoff was a fraud, he'd take down half the world with him. Yeah. There was actually a psychology professor from Arizona State, Robert Cialdini. He called it the inherent domain of people who know more than we do. The aura of brilliance can often placate regulators. Say that happens all the time, right? Happens with the SEC all the time. It's kind of like, you want to put it this way, it's almost like a health department inspector looking over the domain of a four-star chef. Not going to want to go there. Oh, those are just some. There's some. Infinity fraud, political cover, all the things that Madoff was involved in, but it wasn't just him. It's all of them. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere, but if you do, make sure you get to that website, sign up for our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
When it comes to a time when our country can't make aluminum and steel, and somebody said it before, and I will tell you, you almost don't have much of a country, because without steel and aluminum, your country's not the same.
President Donald Trump earlier today at the White House, now the president met with members of the steel and aluminum industry, and he did say he will be imposing stiff and sweeping tariffs on imports of steel, and this was one of the president's key campaign promises as he wanted to get tough on foreign competitors in that market.
Jury selection began today at the trial for Noor Salman. Now, she's the widow of the Pulse nightclub shooter. Salman faces charges of aiding and abetting terrorism and obstruction of justice charges.
If convicted, Salman faces life in prison. For more, follow us at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Currently going on at the White House, President Donald Trump is hosting a summit on opioids. A number of senior administration officials will join about 200 participants from across the nation, including Americans who have suffered from opioid abuse or watched as loved ones struggled with such an addiction. The search continues today for a Virginia mother who mysteriously vanished on Tuesday when she walked out into her front yard, leaving her two young children as she planned to take them to daycare. 23-year-old Terry Lynn St. John was reported missing Tuesday when she didn't show up for work, and according to Major Michael Sampson of Middlesex County Sheriff's Office, the case is still being investigated.
We're still treating it as a missing person, but it is definitely a missing person under some suspicious circumstances.
Major Sampson does say the sheriff's department is also investigating numerous people.
There's a lot more people that are persons of interest that would have information for us. We're going to continue to interview people.
For all these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you are sick and tired of seeing NFL players disrespecting the flag by kneeling during our sacred national anthem, then you need to show your American pride and appreciation for the Stars and Stripes. Let everyone know that you understand and appreciate what the flag and anthem represent to our country. You can do this by wearing a Stand for the Flag and Kneel for the Cross t-shirt from Patriot Depot. Go to patriotdepot.com/standandkneel to get yours today. Don't forget to use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
Today, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that Russia has tested an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that cannot be intercepted. The technological breakthrough could dramatically increase Russia's military capacity and boost the Kremlin's global position around the world. But is Putin serious? Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois says...
It's hard to tell. I mean, he says he has it. I'm sure...